2. The first words. So Most High. El Elyon began to make the world. He did not need it, and we will keep saying so because every people we have ever been dragged through tells the making as a thing the gods were driven to. There is always a fight in it somewhere, or a corpse, or a boredom, or a god who was tired and wanted somebody to carry the water. And at the bottom of every one of those tellings, there is a lack in the god. And a lack is a hole. And a hole will always want filling. There was no hole in El Elyon and Davar. He made it out of fullness, the way a man sings on a road, because he cannot help it, and not because anybody is paying him to. And he made it by his word, which is to say, by Davar. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them, by the breath of his mouth, so the psalm says, and we have sung it since we were boys. And it is not a figure of speech, and it never was. And in the beginning, the earth was without form, and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. Sit still in that a while, for there is more in it than you think. It was not nothing. Nothing had already been passed and left behind. It was a raw thing, unfinished, unlit, unedged, water and dark, and no floor and no roof and no shore and no morning anywhere in it. Every nation that has ever carried us off is frightened of that water, and every one of them has put a monster in it and given the monster a name and told a long tale about how their god fought it and only just got the better of it. Read the record and look for the monster. There is a deep and there is a dark, and there is nothing in the dark but dark. And the spirit of El Elyon moved upon the face of the waters, brooding over them the way a bird broods on a clutch, low down and warm and in no hurry at all. And the terror of every people on this earth lay there underneath him like an egg. And underneath that again, under the bottom of the water and under the floor that was not built yet, Abaddon was already open. Do not lose the order of these things, for it matters. The pit was there before the world was. The fallen Irin had already gone down into it, and they were lying in the cold with their light gone out and nothing to do and nothing to look at. And then, over their heads, something began. They heard it start. They felt the roof of their own country become the floor of somebody else's, and they lay there listening while the word laid down the joists of a house they had not been asked about, in a place they could not reach, for a purpose they had not been told. That is the position of Abaddon in this chronicle, and it has never changed in a single age since. Underneath, listening, uninvited, and working out what it is for. Light, he said. And it was so. And there was nothing whatever between the saying and the being, and there is no other way in the three worlds to make a thing come out of nothing. He did not fight for it. He did not gather it up out of pieces or go and find it somewhere and fetch it back. He said one word, and the word stood up and was a thing. And it was not a lamp, for there was no sun yet and would not be for 3 days more. It was light itself, plain and naked, going out into the dark and standing there with nothing to hang from and nothing to shine off. The first light that ever crossed the face of the deep was the first thing the fallen had seen since the door of the high places shut behind them, and it came down through the water and touched the top of the pit, and they turned their faces away from it, and they have been turning their faces away from it ever since. And El Elyon looked at the light, and he said that it was good. That is the first judgment ever passed upon the new creation, and the verdict was in favor. Then he set a border between the light and the dark where no border had been. And he called the light day, and the dark he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. And in Ramoth, the watchers leaned out over the edge of their own country and looked down into that little burning smudge on the face of the water. And they did not understand it, and they said so to one another. They had been made in light and had never once seen it come on. They had never seen a dark that was going to be beaten, or a border laid down between two things, or a morning arrive at the end of an evening. They were looking at the first mercy, and it was too early for them to know what they were looking at, and they have been looking at mercies ever since, and have never got to the bottom of one. On the second morning, Davar raised the sky. He stretched it out over the face of the deep, like a woman throwing a cloth across a table. And he put water above it and water below it. And there was a gap left in the middle. And there was nobody in the gap. Understand what that gap is, because you are standing in it. The room you walk about in was made by dividing water from water. And it is a space held open on purpose between two weights. And the whole of the middle world, the Marchlands, all its wars and all its harvests, and every soul that ever loved anybody in it, happens inside a gap that is being held open by a hand. We have watched a heron go straight up off this canal at dawn and vanish into a grey nothing with no top to it, and we have stood there afterwards with the water round our ankles, thinking about the second morning and about how thin the roof is and about who is holding it. On the third morning, the waters under the sky were gathered into one place, and the dry land came up. It came up out of the sea, streaming, black, and running and steaming in the new light, with the water sheeting off the shoulders of it and cutting the first valleys as it went, and the sea heaved and sat down where it was told, "Hitherto shalt thou come, but no further, and here shall thy proud waves be stayed." In this very country, there are men who will tell you at any street corner that the sea had to be fought and butchered and split in two before the world could be built. There was no fight. He put a shore on it. And the shore has held from that morning to this one. And it held again for our fathers when the water stood up in two walls and let a nation of slaves walk through on dry ground. And the ruin has never once been able to get a single hand's breadth of water to disobey without first being allowed to by one wiser. Then the land was told to be green, and it obeyed, and it did not wait for a season. The ground brought forth grass, and the herb yielding seed, and the tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself. And it came up out of new mud in an hour, whole and standing and already bearing. Think what that would be to watch. Not a shoot in a pot, a forest, coming up out of nothing, with the sap already running in it, and the fruit already hanging on it, and the smell going out over a sea that had never smelled anything in its life. There were figs on the third day of the world, and no mouth to eat them. There was a cedar with its roots in mud that was still warm from the making. And the Irin looked down at a thing that made more of itself out of itself, a seed and a fruit in a tree that came out of a seed, and they had never seen anything like it, for nothing in Ramoth has ever needed to be replaced. And the world was not begun poor and grown rich. It was given rich on the first afternoon, before there was anybody to be grateful, and it has been getting poorer ever since. And every green hill you have ever loved is what is left. And on the fourth morning, he hung the lights. He made the greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night, and he made the stars also. And that is very nearly the whole of what the record has to say about it. And the smallness of it is the whole of the point. He does not name them. The record will not give them so much as a name. It calls them the greater light and the lesser light, as a woman says, the big lamp and the little lamp, and it hangs them on the ceiling of the house, and it says what they are for, to give light and to mark the seasons and to keep the days. They are furniture. Whole nations have gone down on their faces to a lamp. And that was the day the ruined ones began to think. They had been lying under the floor of it all this while with nothing to do, and they could make nothing, and they knew by now that they could make nothing. And then the lamps went up, and one of them looked at them a long time. Remember, The ruin cannot light a light. He has never in all the ages put one single spark anywhere in the sky, but a thing that hangs where every creature can see it and turns and burns and gives good gifts every morning without being asked and does not speak and cannot answer back and cannot deny anything a man says about it. He could not make the sun. He saw at once that he could point at it, and every idol that has ever stood in a high place in the marchlands and every priest that has ever taken a fee for reading one is the far end of the thought he had on the fourth day, lying on his back in the dark, looking up at a light he had not made and could not put out. And the Eirin watched the whole of it. They had never seen a thing made before, having been made themselves and having no memory of it. And they came and stood along the rim of the high places and looked down while the world came on, day after day, like men leaning over a wall to watch a house go up. And when the dry land came out of the sea, and the first daybreak went along the top of the first mountains, and the water ran off them in white sheets into the new valleys, the whole shining company put back their heads and shouted. The morning stars sang together, and all the sons of God shouted for joy. Most High El Elyon said so himself, long afterward, out of a whirlwind, over the head of a broken man sitting on a heap of ash. And he said it as a boast, and he had every right to. There has been no sound like it since, and we have not heard it, and we would give the rest of our lives to. But one voice did not sing. Do not go past that quickly. Down through the new floor of the world, up out of the pit, the ruin lay and listened to a singing he used to lead. He had been the instrument. Every note that ever went up in the high places had gone up through him once, and now the whole host were making the loveliest sound of their existence, and he was not in it, and he could hear every bar of it, and it was about a ball of mud. That is the noise Abaddon has been trying to drown out from that hour to this one, and it cannot, and it will not. So when you hear men say that the fallen are screaming because of the fire, remember that there is no fire yet. They are not screaming at anything. They are screaming so as not to hear, for the jealousy alone burns within them as they block their ears and open their mouths to drown the sound of joy they no longer have. On the fifth morning, the waters brought forth swarms, and the birds went up into the open face of the sky. Fish first, in the very water that had lately been the terror of everything, going about in it in silver thousands, as if the deep were a meadow, turning all together and catching the light all together, so that the thing every nation has a monster in was suddenly full of small bright bodies with no fear in them. And then the birds, and he blessed them and told them to be fruitful and multiply and fill the waters and the earth. That is the blessing spoken over a living thing in the creation of the middle world. And it was spoken over a herring and a sparrow. And nothing in Abaddon has ever been blessed, and nothing in Abaddon can bless. And a creature that cannot bless is a creature that cannot be glad about anything that is not his. Set that beside the gods of this country, who are always hungry and always angry, and have never in a thousand years blessed anything that could not pay for it. And on the sixth morning came the cattle, and the creeping thing, and the beast of the earth after his kind, and the whole made world stood up on its feet and breathed. There was a wind going over the grass, and the grass went one way and then the other. And the wind had nothing whatever to be angry about. There was a lion asleep in the shade of a tree that had grown in an afternoon. There was rain coming off a hill somewhere for the first time and running down into a river that had no name on it yet and no man had ever drunk out of. And the whole shining company of the high places stood along the rim above it and did not speak, because it was the last evening before the thing they had been waiting for all weak, and the ruined ones underneath it did not speak either, and for once they were both quiet, for the same reason. And El Elyon looked at every bit of it, the light and the water and the shore and the grass and the fish and the fowl and the beasts and the mountains standing up wet in the morning. And he said that it was good, very good. Now hear that sentence, because it is the one the ruined ones cannot answer and have never been able to answer. And every lie ever told in the Marchlands is a note in the margin of it. He said it out loud, over a world that had done nothing for him, could do nothing for him, had not been asked, had not been consulted, and had contributed exactly nothing to its own existence. It is not good because it is useful. It is not good because it has earned anything. It is good because he made it and he says so, and there is no appeal, and there is no second opinion anywhere in the three worlds. From that hour, the whole labor of Abaddon has been one long argument with a verdict already handed down. The Lord of the Flies will always say, it is not good. He does not mean it. There is a catch in it somewhere. You will have to earn all of it, the land and everything beautiful, for that is his lie to this day. And the last thing we will set down about the making is the one our fathers would not let us hurry. And it is the I Am, and it stands at its full height here. When Davar said light, he was not persuading anything. There was nothing there to persuade. He was not calling on a power that stood outside him and might have said no. He is the one who is. That is his name. And he gave it himself. And he gave it out of a bush that burned and was not eaten. And he is light. And there is nowhere in him that a shadow could stand. And everything else that exists anywhere is a thing that is being held at this instant by the sentence that made it. The stone under you is a spoken word that has not finished being spoken. The water going past our feet in the dark tonight is being said now while we write. And that is why this whole war is fought with words, and always has been, and why the enemy's only trade is talk. The world is a said thing, and he cannot unsay it or say a single thing into being. And the only work left to a creature who cannot make a world is to stand beside one and argue over it.